Another aspect of this, which has not been talked about, but I wonder what happens with our natural gas rates once you end up having more supply drained out of the North American supply in order to export to overseas.
Huh.
That's a good question.
And yeah.
I mean, it's one, I mean, everybody has to consider these things. And, you know, the pipeline thing, I've tried to stay away from.
Yeah, and I have too. I have not discussed it a lot, except for I appreciate some of the concerns that people have on property rights. Anything with property rights, I'm sensitive to.
And that's where I focus in on it. I look at the property rights aspect of it and the reality of the protections that we're supposed to enjoy and have. And I look at it and be involved. That's the whole takeaway that I can give people on it. No matter what, you need to be involved. If you have a feeling on this, if you have an idea on it, if you have, you know, an objection, a compliment, a good thing on it, you have to get out there and exercise that right to do so. And so, you have to be involved. And
so that's be at the Ramada tomorrow between 1 and 8 and get your comment submitted, just like as we've been submitting comment on House Bill 2020, Senate Bill 978, which, by the way, was the main reason for the original walkout. You're not hearing this from the gangrene types and the lefties that are saying, oh, they were about terrorizing the children with their, you know, not having that business tax, which would be going to the children. Well, that was certainly part of it. I'm just so tired of the lies, Mr. X. I really am.
The lies are so, so in your face. Like, there was a guy calling in on Lars Larson yesterday, and I was driving, and I heard this.
Yeah, I think I heard. Was that the...
These guys need to get in there and do their job. They need to do their job. They need to do their job. Well, let me educate you, bud. They are doing their job. They're doing... It's not about a job. It's a duty. It's an obligation and duty once we elect them to this position to use every tool that they have at their means of implementation themselves to do or accomplish something that represents the will of the people that elected them.
Complete the thought. I always like using extreme examples that are outrageous, but you just use it to make the point.
Right.
All right. Let us just say that our fine Democratic friends in the state legislature decided that we're going to have internment camps for conservatives.
Right.
All right. We're going to pass a law with our supermajority that say, you conservatives, we're tired of dealing with you. We don't want to have to talk with you. We even hate the smell of you. We hate your diesel trucks and big trucks. We hate your cars, your internal combustion. And we figured that the only way that we're going to be able to get rid of the climate emergency is that we round you up. And that we put you in internment camps for the safety of Oregon and for the safety of the world. Let's just say we use it as a incredible, just a outrageous example, right? And so it's passed by the House. It's passed by the Senate.
That's right.
Or it's going to be passed by the Senate, right? And the Republicans can't do anything except have the denial of quorum. Now, would that person, that loser that called Lars yesterday, that naysayer, I heard that that naysayer, and Lars called him a good naysayer. I thought he was a moron. Well, but
he was a moron.
But be that as it may, he's trying to court morons to call him more often so that way he can get it out there. But still, with that logic there, let's say if we had something like that going on, and the only way you can protect your people is to walk away, that loser would have everyone believe that, you got to do your job. You got to go in there and sit down so that way that they can take a vote to round up all of you and put you in internment camps. Like, I know that's an extreme example that I'm using to illustrate the point. And people would say, well, no, people's rights are being raped and taken away and they're being put away. You should use every tool at your disposal. That's exactly what the Republican senators are doing.
And they don't have a job. It's not about having a job. They have a duty to do what they have to do to protect us. And this is the point. All of these, you know, interviews and conversations that I've heard, and these people, they take, they're trying to guilt people into thinking that we need to push these guys to do their job and go back and sit there while this bill is passed. No. They're doing exactly the right thing. The only wrong thing that they're not doing is literally going to the law. I mean, it sounded very good. I think it, what was it, Boquist said, oh, send a lot of them and send bachelors, you know.
Send all, bachelors,
you know,
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
It would have been better if he stood in the law. It would have been better if he stood there saying, this is an undue influence. It's an impairment. It's an intrusion into our way of life. And they do not have the constitutional right to reinterpret law that's been standard for 800 years and claim that they have the right to control the atmosphere and then punitively punish the rest of us. You realize this is the ultimate attack against property rights. All of this, HB 2020, it's a punitive harm before it happens. You are considered the antagonist. You are considered the criminal because you exist. And you have people like Jeff Golden sitting up there saying, oh, this is the only pathway. Well,
okay,
the
pathway
is what I want to talk about.
And that's what we're going to talk about here after the news break here. I know we were supposed to do it right now, but we got a little sidetracked here. But this is important. You know, this sort of pathway. Now, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, and if you missed it, but Representative Pam Marsh on NBC5 yesterday, they had Kim Wallen saying, hey, HB 2020, it's not, you can't afford it. Regular people can't afford it. She's absolutely right. And then you have Representative Marsh just sort of pontificating, this is all about a process of adaptation to the new reality that we're all looking at. And who the hell voted you to impose a new reality on us?
Well, it's a new daydream is what it is.
It's exactly. And we're going to go down that pathway here coming up. This is a fascinating deep decarbonization project.
That's it.
One of the other roots of this. 759.